The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new register of builders has been set up by Construction Industry Regulation Ireland to crack down on cowboy builders and give homebuyers more confidence in the industry. Now, yesterday we spoke to Peter Finn, a.k.a. Pete the Builder, with MDS Construction to get industry reaction. But to get more insight into the plan, I'm joined on the line by Hubert Fitzpatrick, Director General of the CIF, the Construction Industry Federation. Hubert, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we talked a little bit about it yesterday and how it's going to work. People will be invited to register their companies with this, Construction Industry Regulation Ireland.
Yes, the legislation was passed in 2023, and the minister at the time then set up the membership of the Construction Industry Registration Admissions and Registration Board. So that board has been working for the last number of months in determining the appropriate divisions that will apply in the register, and also looking at the competence and the experience that people would require in order to ensure that they can secure registration. So this is a very positive move. It's one that the Construction Industry Federation has supported for many years. Indeed, the Construction Industry Federation set up its own voluntary register some 10 years ago.
Now, is this now a statutory registration?
This is now a statutory registration process that will apply. The Admissions and Registration Board are progressing their work in concluding what are the competences, what are the criteria for registration, and indeed, what would be the divisions that would apply firsthand. As you'll appreciate, the construction industry is a very large industry, employs an awful lot of people. So any introduction of a statutory registration process will have to be introduced on a phased basis.
When you talk about divisions, Hubert, are you talking about people who concentrate on, for example, building warehouses or industrial units, people who concentrate on building hospitals, people who concentrate on building, you know, infrastructure like bridges and all of that, large house builders, small house builders? Will they all have their own division?
Exactly. There will be divisions set up because there's a different set of experience and competencies required in order to build different types of projects. And any company that wants to be registered to build particular, say, be it apartments or be it housing schemes or, as you say, warehouses or hospitals, they will have to demonstrate to the Admissions and Registration Board that they have experience and they've competent people on their teams who've actually delivered these types of projects in the past.
Okay, so a new company could, if it had those competences on board, could get registration, a brand new company.
Certainly, a brand new company can be set up, and if they haven't the experience in-house, they can actually recruit people who've actually undertaken those projects for other companies in the past. So they bring that set of experience with them and skill set so that they can secure registration.
Now, the kind of things they need to show, presumably that they have appropriate insurance, that they have appropriate training, appropriate HR policies, all of that kind of thing.
Certainly, they'll be expected to demonstrate a number of projects, outline a number of projects that they've built before in the past of that nature. So if they wanted to build apartments, they would have to say, well, look, here's my competent team, and these are the projects that they have built in the past. So they've a track record of building those type of developments. They'll also have to produce their own tax clearance certificate, their own insurances, and they're going to have to be compliant with all the requirements moving forward.
Now, what powers does this new body have?
Well, first of all, when it becomes statutory that one has to be registered, it would be an offence to offer one's services if one is not registered in that division. So somebody cannot come along and portray themselves as being a builder for, say, apartment schemes unless they're registered by the Admissions and Registration Board. So that can be investigated.
And what about the more typical thing where someone's building a one-off house or an extension or whatever with a very small builder, although they can be of varying sizes, but typically they'll be smaller builders. What about registration for them?
Yeah, I see that being extended to them in the medium term. I actually don't see it in the short term because there's a requirement for phased introduction of this registration scheme. So I would see it being extended to smaller builders and builders of smaller projects within 2 to 3 years. But I would see the priority being placed at the outset on the builders of larger schemes, okay, and to which the public have an interest.
So if someone approaches me for my extension or I approach somebody and they're not registered in 2 or 3 years' time when the small builders are supposed to be registered, is it a case of caveat emptor? Like, you can go with them, but you're on your own sunshine if anything goes wrong.
Well, it would be an offence for that person to offer their services to you if they're not registered.
Okay.
So that's quite a strong power. It's also envisaged that this will tie back to the whole building control regulation system and the enforcement that takes place within building control authorities. Mm. So the requirement to register will be there, and that will be enforced.
So I then employ this builder who's registered on this new register in 2 or 3 years' time, and things go wrong. They go wallop, or they use defective materials, or I find damp in my extension. How will this new regulatory board help me?
Well, this regulatory board is only concerned with registration of that member.
So if they turn out to be a cowboy and they've registered, you'll throw them off the register. But where am I? What do I do? How do I get recourse?
You will have to pursue recourse in accordance with your contract with that builder. So you'll have a contract with the builder in respect of the works that were undertaken on your behalf, and you must use the recourse provisions set out in the contract. The registration scheme is not a recourse in respect of compensation for some defective works that might arise in the future.
I can't see the point of it, to be quite honest, if it doesn't help you in that regard.
No, the penalty,
I mean, all it is a list of people who claim competence and whose basic competences have been checked by the regulatory body. But if they let you down, if it turns out those competences are not there, nothing. Absolutely
but
nothing.
If they let you down with defective workmanship, the penalty by the Admissions and Registration Board is that one can be thrown off the register.
Yeah, what kind of a sanction is that? It might be for them that they can't then offer their services to somebody else. But for me, I'm high and dry. I've lost my money.
They're put off the register. They cannot build in the future.
Yeah, but what about me as the client? What recourse do I have?
Your recourse is as it is at the moment. You will have to rely on your contract in order to address any deficiencies.
So I'd have to go to the civil courts at a huge expense, usually, and your man then folds his company, a limited company, limited liability, and off he goes into the sunset. So what's the point of this register?
This is not a scheme to provide compensation to an individual. It is a scheme that will actually give an individual greater comfort or security that some vetting process has been pursued to ensure that you're engaging with a builder who has actually demonstrated their competency to build these types of buildings.
Would BAM make it onto the list, given the saga of the Children's Hospital?
Yeah, I'm not going to mention any companies, but companies will be required to demonstrate that they have the capacity to build in accordance with the building regulations and that they've previous experience building these types of projects. The Admissions and Registration Board, which is an independent board, if there's 10 members and a chairman on that board, all the members appointed by the minister, and they will set out the criteria in terms of qualifications and experience and the team that all applicants for registration must have in order to secure registration. If they're not registered for a particular division that's set out in legislation, they cannot win those contracts, and they should not be offered those contracts, be it by a member of the public or indeed by the public sector or any procurement agency. And the penalty here for a registered entity is that if they are thrown off the register, they're actually deprived of the right to go back out and offer services again, because they can, and so they're effectively put out of business. But it is up to the public then to pursue the recourse provisions of their contract in order to address any of the concerns with regard to the general workmanship that they're aggrieved about. Mm.
All right, a lot of text coming in. Sounds flawed. Skilled personnel who are there for registration may move on, and then who checks whether they're still there or not? We need to bring back proper building inspectors. What about someone project management of their own self-build? Well, I presume you can carry on with that. Builder regulations, another cost, another quango, ridiculous country, says Tommy. Could you ask your guest how long you have to be a builder to register as a builder? I'm a small builder and challenged the CIF before in this. It was all to do with getting money off builders, but not much protection for the same people.
It's all about experience and competence. if they demonstrate the experience and competence to build in respect of any of those divisions, they would meet the requirements of the Admissions and Registration Board. So it is a move. It's bringing in regulation of the builders in line with that of other professions that currently applies.
All right.
That said, we still have enforcement provisions under the building regulations, and there's inspections and registration required with the Building Control Authority to ensure that the requirements of building regulations are met on an ongoing basis on any project.
Hubert Fitzpatrick, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.